Carrie Wilson of The Supremes. And honey, I am up close with Savoir Fair on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Chapter 1. He was as tough and romantic as the city he loved. Behind his black-rimmed glasses was the coiled sexual power of a jungle cat. Oh, I love this.
It's the map.
I can see it's the map. What use is that to us now?
Look closer. Tiger Fletcher, see? See the vortex of ultimate darkness?
That's a hole.
Exactly.
It could lead almost anywhere.
Everywhere.
What?
We just found the biggest hole in the universe. And it's practically below our feet. Kevin, you're a genius.
We are the music makers. And we are the dreamers of dreams.
Mr. Bucher of Tears of the Gods is correct. If you're looking for the best music from the 1980s, then you need to keep the dial where it is, because Songs from the Squid Pod is now underway. I'm your host, Savoir Fair, and I'll be your guide tonight as we stroll through a number of hits as well as lesser tracks over the course of the next hour. No special theme in mind, but the crown jewel of tonight's show is the subject of tonight's Squid Pod 80s Trivia Question of the Week. On this day in 1983, this single by Michael Jackson reached number one on the U.S. Hot 100. It was his fifth solo number one, and it won two Grammys in 1984. Name the song. And the answer to tonight's Squid Pod 80s trivia question is Beat It. Michael Jackson won Record of the Year and Best Male Rock Vocal Performance at the 1984 Grammys. Beat It features the unmistakable guitar work of Eddie Van Halen. Sadly, Eddie's record label wouldn't let him appear in the music video for Beat It. Hey, if you like 80s trivia, be sure to follow me on Twitter at SquidPodRadio. Kicking off tonight's show with the subject of tonight's SquidPod 80s trivia question, it can't be stressed enough that this track features two of the most influential artists in modern music, and you can thank the 80s for it.
Don't you ever come around here? Don't wanna see your face, you better disappear.
I've liked many ladies in my day, but just like the wind, they've all blown away. See, to love someone, it's an atmosphere that you both still share when one's not there. There's no real way it can be explained. I guess it's the way I smile when I hear your name. It's the little things you do that mean so much. It's the care that you put into every touch. It's the way I trust you and you trust me. I guess some of us are so lucky. I was known for having the upper hand. I was known cold ladies, man. If it wasn't for you, I'd be that way still. But lately, there's a change in Jalil. Though my friends play games and tease me a lot, I know I'm more than happy with what I've got. When I get up in the morning and go to work, see all day long, I stay alert. Until we come home at night and close the doors, two people share one common cause. When I say one love, you can trust me, 'cause never have I been so lucky.
One love, one love, you're lucky just to have just one love. One love, one love, you're lucky just to have just one. One love, one love, you're lucky just to have just one love. One love, one love, you're lucky just to have just one. One love, one love, you're lucky just to have just one love.
Now, to have just left me cold. I used to buy her everything from diamonds to gold. At first I thought she'd left me 'cause I didn't buy her enough, but then she left me a note along with all my stuff. Said maybe one of these days you'll have to learn that love is something that you gotta earn. And once you earn it, got to know how to keep it. You got to want it as well as you need it. To have lost love was a hurting lesson, but to have had love was a definite blessing. Now I know what the Beatles were thinking of when they said that money can't buy me love.
When you say lost love, what do you mean? I just went through the exact same thing. Mine was lost for a whole different reason. I lost my love because of cheating. Started roaming through the streets all day and night. I guess greedy best describes such an appetite. I wish I had her back, but it remains a wish. I guess a bird in the hand beats two in the bush. I'd like to thank you, girl, for teaching me love, because all in all, I had a ball. I guess it's better to have loved and to have lost than to never had loved at all.
One love, one love, you're lucky just to have just one love. One love, one love, you're lucky just to have just one. One love, one love, you're lucky just to have just one love. One love, one love, you're lucky just to have just one. Just to have just one love.
Now, I think it's about time that we break it down. This is all about the love that we lost and found. About the love we missed and the love we shed. About the love that just up and disappeared. About who is for real and who is fake. So you can learn from our mistake. 'Cause it was already written, done and said. So you can stay two steps ahead.
For
it's for the love which you give.
For
it's for the one we live.
And
for the vibrant letter, means may we last forever.
One love, one love, you're lucky just to have just one love. One love, one love, you're lucky just to have just one. One love, one love, you're lucky just to have just one love. One love, one love, you're lucky just to have just one. Just to have just one love, one love, one love.
just to have just one love. One love, one love. You're lucky just to have just one. One love, one love. You're lucky just to have just one.
You are listening to Songs from the Squid Pod on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. We started the show with the subject of tonight's Squid Pod 80s trivia question of the week, Michael Jackson's Beat It from his 1982 masterpiece Thriller. The 80s hip-hop artist of the week was Houdini. We heard the track One Love from their 1986 release Back in Black, which celebrated the 35th anniversary of its release yesterday. Book of Love closed the set with a cover of Mike Oldfield's 1973 epic Tubular Bells. Book of Love's take was released in 1988 on their sophomore album, Lullaby. Anyone up for a road trip to Hartford, Connecticut for the 80s hair metal band of the week? We'll be right back.
She's impossible. let's do. Don't hesitate, life is too short to wait. It's time to take a big step in life. I know that together we'll make it. I'll be there beside you, baby, forever. I need you today, tomorrow so far away. What words can take the place of love? I anticipate the love we'll make. Oh, I can hardly wait for us to take.
We'll be right back. Social distancing slows the spread of coronavirus, so stay a minimum of 6 feet away from others and stay home if you can. More info at coronavirus.gov. Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Songs from the Squid Pod, your home for the best music from the 1980s. I'm your host, Savoir Faire, and this is a pre-recorded show. So if you have any questions, comments, amorous declarations, or requests, feel free to email me at squidpodradio@gmail.com or text the station at 781-350-3264. I am monitoring it live throughout the show, so don't be shy. Tonight's second set kicked off with the 80s hair metal band of the week, the semi-local Fates Warning, hailing from Hartford, Connecticut. We heard the track Valley of the Dolls from their 1986 release Awaken the Guardian, which will be celebrating its 35th anniversary later this year. The Jesus and Mary Chain took us on the Hardest Walk, that's from their 1985 debut Psycho Candy. Bauhaus followed with the 80s goth classic She's in Parties from 1983's Burning from the Inside. One-time protege of Stevie Wonder, Sarita, gave us Move It, Do It from Set My Love in Motion, which will celebrate its 40th anniversary in October. On this day in 1988, the UK's S Express was at number one on the UK charts, with an early example of the acid house sampledelic culture from the late 80s. We heard the theme from S Express. For the last set of tonight's show, we'll see how well you know your ABCs.
Thank you. Thank you.
are the music makers, and we are the dreamers of dreams.
I'm Savoir Faire, and you have been listening to Songs from the Squid Pod. Be sure to join me next Friday night at 10 p.m. sharp for another look back at the 1980s. I've got one last track for you, but let's run through what you heard in the last set. ABC crooned about the night you murdered love. That's taken from their 1987 release, Alphabet City. John Taylor, bassist for Duran Duran, stepped out on his own 35 years ago and gave us I Do What I Do, the theme for 9.5 weeks. From Argentina, we heard Soda Stereo and their track Persiana Americana, which they said was inspired by the film 9.5 weeks. Speaking of 35 years ago, Tears for Fears jumped into the top 40 on the US Hot 100 with Mother's Talk from their release Songs from the Big Chair. I'll leave you with the Jam's debut single, which was released yesterday, April 29th, back in 1977. Thanks for joining me this evening. Hope you all have a great weekend. Please do your best to get vaccinated. I got mine this week. In the meantime, stay safe and keep wearing those masks. Ciao.
Hosted by Savoir Faire on 91.5 WMFO, Medford.
Huh? What say your name was?
Got a deal on the track.
Hello.
Whoa.
Hannah Montana, Hannah Montana, Hannah Montana, Hannah Montana, Hannah Montana, Hannah Montana.